insight into emotional maturity and why adults sometimes behave like children. But nobody here would be like that, would they? This is a personal experience. It comes from one of the chapters that's called Ouch, It Hurts! Pain. If you pick it, it won't get better. It was a Saturday in June 2013. I awoke and put on the radio. The news was reporting that later on that day, the Queen would be attending the Trooping the Colour ceremony. As I lay there, doing nothing, the gentle drop of a faded memory soon became a flood of memories. I wasn't doing anything to distract myself or the flow of memories, pure indulgence. The emotional brain really got going, and soon I could feel a gentle wallowing taking over. I started to go through that day 30 years ago, hour by hour. I got up, washed and dressed, all on autopilot. The 13th of June, 1981. I was going to London to meet my mother and sister. At great expense, my mother had bought tickets for the hottest show in town. A rare afternoon and evening performance of Nicholas Nickleby Part 1s and 2. I left the house and a domestic crisis behind me. An adult was throwing a childish tantrum. Should I go or stay? Either way would cause more problems. I was torn. I drove to West London, parked and got on a bus. I was still thinking about going back home. The journey slowed down as we approached Hyde Park. Of course, I'd forgotten. It was Trooping the Colour today. I got off the bus in Piccadilly and wandered down Lower Regent Street towards the Mall. Crowds of people lined the road, but I found a decent position to view the procession. Fortunately, I'm tall. We cheered anything and everything that went by, and then the Queen rode up on her horse. No sooner had she passed, but there was a commotion on the other side of the road, and the Queen's horse reared up. Police went into the crowd, but the Queen and the procession carried on. What had happened? No one knew. There was animated chatter among the crowd, and then someone who'd been listening to a radio said there'd been an attempt to shoot the Queen. We couldn't believe it. I walked away and made for Charing Cross Station. I needed to tell someone what I'd just witnessed and find out if the shooting story was accurate. I rang home. The reception was cool. I walked on towards the theatre, still wondering whether I should go home or stay. I felt sick. I sought out another telephone box and made a call to where my children were for the day. I still didn't feel any better, in fact I felt worse, and continued walking on to the theatre. My mother and sister were there. I shared the news and also told my sister a little more of what was going on at home, but there was no turning back now. My mother could be pedantic about the use of correct English. She questioned whether I really meant the horse bolted. I remember wanting to shout at her to shut up, but this was neither the time or place. I felt about 10 years old. By now, my simmering emotions were ready to boil over. We watched the afternoon performance. I wish I could go back and really appreciate it for the tremendous theatrical production that it was. My brain was going crazy as it darted from home, the Queen and my mother to the play. Even the costumes I was organising for a local amateur dramatics production in July. We then watched the evening performance, and I wondered what I would face later on. What had I done by staying in London? I drove home. The crisis had passed, for now. Back to June 2013, I was remembering a day that is in my top 10 of the most upsetting days in my life. However, for many hours, I had enjoyed an outstanding theatrical performance, so it was not all bad. Bittersweet. Pain and pleasure. How often does that happen? The thing is, we focus on the pain and forget about the pleasure that accompanied it. The point of wandering down this particular memory lane is to describe an emotional hijack. It came out of nowhere and was unexpected. I did not have anything to distract me, and nor did I choose to find something. It was an emotional wound, and I wanted to pick at the scab and feel the pain that I knew would occur, a type of self-harm. I couldn't help the first thought, but I did have control over the second one, and I chose not to leave well alone. The toxins came out. An hour later, I was left with anger. No surprise there. Fortunately, I knew what I was doing and how to deal with unhelpful emotions.